If you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? First you tell me to stay, then you act like you want me to go. Please tell me why you can't make up your mind. Please tell me why you can't make up your mind. I hate to leave you, Daddy, 'cause you're so doggone fine.
More little nanny no-knockers in this world today than there are big busted broads. Did you know that? All of us nanny no-knockers, we have our own group called the IBTC. That's the Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
down with the big boobs.
If this doesn't sound right for you, then maybe you should wait a couple of months and come back to us.
For the big race out here. It's a beautiful day for the race. Not a cloud in the sky. 150,000 people are waiting for this great event. What a spectacle. Now the boys are coming around the first turn. I believe it's a perfect start. The green flag waves. The starter says okay. They're bunched together and there they go.
Hey, Blanche, what is wrong?
Nothing, boy. It's just a crazy song.
Wow.
with these big zombies. Gotta turn my damper down. Yes, indeed, Ray. That boy is from the beanery. Oh, oh, oh. Just crazy song.
Hi, hello everyone. Welcome to Merrily Roll Along with M.H. Lee. You just heard Blanche Calloway and her Joy Boys with Just a Crazy Song. And you may notice that opening there with the high, high, high part. And you may think of some other songs that we'll be hearing today with Heidi Ho in them that are sung by Cab Calloway. Now, Blanche Calloway was Cab's older sister. She started recording in 1925, which is a little bit before Cab, and was considered quite influential on Cab's development as an artist. So we're going to hear a lot of Blanche today, and a little bit of Cab as well. Actually, we're going to hear about equal amounts. And going from Blanche Calloway and her Joy Boys, we're going to hear from Cab next with The Old Man of the Mountain. This is another one of the Cab Calloway and Betty Boop, collaborations, but it is the Cab Calloway and Betty Boop collaboration that is the least horror infused of them, I think. We'll go from that to Casey Jones from Blanche Calloway and her Joy Boys. And I'm sure this version of Casey Jones is the one that inspires the version which is played by the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo. They're definitely playing this version just in their own little bit of stylistic nightmare that they had going. And we'll follow that with Cab's earliest release. And Cab's earliest release is going to be credited to the Jungle Band. And it's going to be Got a Damn Good Reason Now for Being Good. Follow that with two from Blanche. I Got What It Takes. And It Looks Like Susie. More great music to come here on Merrily We Roll Along with M.H. Lee. So stay tuned.
Passes him by, the old man of the mountain, for he wears long hair and his feet are bare. They say he's mad as a grizzly bear. His cares are none and he fears no one. The old man of the mountain, he talks with the bears when he's lonely, sleeps with the sky for a tent, and he'll eat you up when he's hungry, and it wouldn't cost him a red cent. And he'll live as long as an old oak tree. He'll eat up fools like you and me. Oh, I often sigh and jump and cry at the old man of the mountain.
I'm going up to see that old man of the mountain.
Hoy, hoy, hoy.
What's the matter?
The old man of the mountain.
Oh,
mountain. You got to hold the hoe.
You got to hold the hoe.
You got to hide the hoe.
You got to hide the hoe.
You got to heat the heat to get along with me.
Yeah, man, how do you?
You got to learn my song.
I got to learn your song.
If you do me wrong,
I'm gonna do you wrong.
You got to kick the gong to get along with me.
What you gonna do now?
I'm gonna do the best I can. To get along with hay.
Hi.
Hey. Oh.
Oh.
If you feel like shouting, advertise it just this way. Skidoo to scatter, let's skip it, and you hurry up, skiddy biddy, whoa! Skidoo to skip it, and you pop up, and you skiddy biddy, whoa! Skiddy biddy, whoa! Skiddy biddy, whoa!
Thank you. gather round, folks, you want to hear the story of a brave engineer. Casey Jones was his name. Six-eight wheeler, he made his fame. All Casey Jones. All Casey Jones. All Casey Jones. Took farewell trip to the promised land. Casey said just before he died, two more roads he would like to ride. Farmer asked him what could it be. Said the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. Casey Jones. All Casey Jones. With his daughters in his hand. All Casey Jones. Took farewell trip to the promised land.
It breaks my heart.
give it away, give it away. This little thing that I've got is the thing that makes Bill a slave, Bill a slave. I've been saving up since don't know when. I ain't playing Santa Claus to any men. This little thing, I ain't gonna abuse it. If I ever get broke, babe, I certainly can use it. This little thing is the thing the whole world talking about, talking about. And I'm certainly not gonna do without, without a doubt. Now they caught you one spot and now you're in jail. Can't send you none of this, might get lost through the mail. I got what it takes, but it breaks my heart. Ain't gonna give it away. I say I got what it takes, but it breaks my heart, baby. Give it away, to give it away. And this little thing that I've got is the thing that makes a fiddler play, fiddler play. I've been saving it up since I don't know when. Ain't playing Santa Claus to any men. Some people say that it's filthy and old, but you can tell the world it's worth its weight in gold. This little thing is the thing the whole world talking about, talking about. And I'm certainly not gonna do without, without a doubt. Now once you were my daddy, suited me to a T. If you get any of this, it will surprise me. I got what it takes, but it breaks my heart. I ain't gonna give it away.
Thank you.
like Susie from Blanche Calloway and her Joy Boys. Before that, we had Dominic Takes from Blanche Calloway and her Joy Boys as well. And we had Got a Damn Good Reason Now for Being Good from the Jungle Band, which is Cab Calloway, uncredited on the original releases, and then credited on the second batch of releases. We had Casey Jones from Blanche. We had The Old Man of the Mountain, so that was from Betty Boop, which means it would have been Mae Questel and Cab Calloway. And we had nothing before that in this set. So let's talk again about what's going on here. So I am talking about both of the Calloways today. Blanche, who was born in 1902 and died in 1978, played with Chick Webb and some other famous musicians, and actually played with UB Blake as well, who played recently in the Shuffle Along musical, which I believe Cab was also involved in. No, Cab was involved in a different play with her. But what was I going to say? We have Blanche here. Blanche continued her career until probably about 1935. And after 1935, her musical career kind of falls apart. There's a place in 1936 where she gets arrested for using a ladies' bathroom in the South. She gets pistol whipped, I believe. Actually, an orchestra member does, not her. But they both end up jailed, fined $7, and another member of the orchestra steals all the group's money and abandons the band. And she ends up selling her car in order to get money that she can get out of the state, and the whole orchestra kind of disbands. So Calloway falls apart, at least Blanche does, by the mid-30s, when Cab Calloway continues to grow in his fame. Cab is the younger brother, and Cab's first recording is quite a few years later. So she recorded first in 1925, and Calloway starts performing in 27, but I think his first recordings are going to be in the later 20s or in the 30s even. So 1930 is going to be, I think, the date on Got a Damn Good Reason Now. Let me make sure that's right. It will be in the playlist. Anyway, this is Merrily Roll Along, and we're talking about this today. But what are we doing here? We are playing music here because I like to play music on WFMU. This is October, and this is the Hellraiser, so we are trying to make money through listener donations in order to keep the station on air. We've lost about 8% of our operating budget thanks to cuts coming up from the government on high here, meaning that we have less money to go around, and our operating budget is already quite fearsome. So lost about $200,000 thanks to these cuts. We could use some help paying the bills to keep us afloat, to keep us playing music. Now, luckily, we're doing pretty well, and we've always been able to rely on the generosity of our listeners here on WFMU. But this is important business, so I think I should say that. It is important business for sure. And thank you once again if you've already donated to this show. The five of you that have, I would like to say thanks again to those folks. In the next set, we'll hear Reefer Man from Cab Calloway. We'll have Are You Hep to the Jive from Cab Calloway. Lonesome Love Stick from Blanche Calloway with Louis Armstrong. And I Got a Swing from Blanche Calloway. And then a Fluky Walk from Cab Calloway. Now, one of these songs, Lonesome Lovesick, is actually Blanche's earliest, I believe, and that is with Louis Armstrong. And that goes back to 1925. So that means that this is the earliest Calloway song. We'll have one more set after this, so thanks for listening.
What's that cat there?
Must be full of reefers.
Full of reefers?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Sailing lightly. get away from here.
Man, is that the Reaper Man?
That's the Reaper Man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Solid bringer down. Listen here, Jack. Take it slow, and you can learn just what I mean. Are you hep to the jive? Are you hep to the jive? Are you hep? Are you hep? Are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the jive? Do you lace your boots high? Are you fly or you fly? Do you dig, do you dig, do you swing on a gig? Are you hep to the jive? Do you get in the groove?
Yes, yes.
Does the beat make you move?
Yes, yes.
Do you send yourself jack and then trilly on back again, though that is smooth? Oh, are you hep to the jive?
Yes, yes.
Are you hep to the jive?
Yes, yes.
Are you hep, are you hep, are you keeping it step? Find your hemp to the
jive. Do you get in the groove?
Does the beat make you move?
Yes, yes.
Do you send yourself jack and then trilling it back again. Know that it's smooth. Are you hep, hep, hep to the jive? How do you tick, 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 tick the jive? Are you hep, are you hep? Are you really in step? Are you hep to the jive?
Thank you.
Well, it looks like I don't have a whole lot of time, so let's just back announce. What did we just have? We had Fuyi Walk, I think, from Cab Calloway and his orchestra. I think I back announced that. We had I Got a Swing from Blanche Calloway. Lonesome Lovesick from Blanche Calloway and Louis Armstrong. Are You Hep to the Jive? Yes, Yes, from Cab Calloway and his orchestra. And Reefer Man from Cab Calloway. And we're not going to spend a whole lot more time going back and talking because I don't have a lot of time here. But Cab died in 1994. He lived long enough to make an appearance in The Blues Brother, and that helped a career resurgence in his late life. My mother actually got a chance to see him. Blanche Calloway had passed away at the age of 76 in 1978 from breast cancer, which she struggled with for more than 12 years, or maybe around 12 years, actually, while being a member of Christian Science, which is interesting, factually-wise. And we're going to close now with just one more set here, starting with the Blues Brothers' Minnie the Moocher. We'll go from Minnie the Moocher to two responses. One response from Cab Calloway to Ghost of Smokey Joe, and one from Blanche called Growling Dan. And then we'll close with Minnie the Moocher at the Morgue, even though it's not Cab Calloway or Blanche. This is Smiley Burnett, and I'm just closing with it because I think it's nice to end that set that has the Ghost of Smokey Joe with the end of Minnie the Moocher's story as well. I guess there's one more song that's a response song could have thrown in there. I could have put the Heidi Ho Man in there, but not happening. Anyway, thanks for listening to Merrily Roll Along. Come back next week. We'll do something themed a little bit towards spooky, I think.
Hit it! Folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down hoochie-coochie. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Heidi, 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 heidi. Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hidey, 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 ho. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Thank you.
This is glue. Strong stuff.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, this can is from a surplus disposal run. 15 overcharged ounces of pure uncompounded isopropanol butane monosulfate. When combined with oxygen and a little heat, will cause a rapid expansion.
Cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Remember when I kicked the bucket in my mansion up on Stryver's Row? When they came and took me off in a $1 zillion coffin. Cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Tell me, do you remember Minnie?
Yeah, we remember Minnie.
That frail I never found. You never recognize your Minnie. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I've got a date on my estate down in Hades. Call my chariot so I can go. And should the boot you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey Joe. Yes, I remember Minnie. She's that frill I never found. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I've got a date on my stake down in Hades. Come and tell it so I can go. And should the boots you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey. He did
Yeah.
she met my growling dance. She shook her hoochie pooch and tried to steal my man. She told him the dream she had of the king of sweet, and how he was giving her everything she was need. Now my Dan is mean, but he's on the square. So he told old Minnie to take the air. He said, "Hoody, hoody, ho, ha, ha. Min, I'll see you in the street by and by." What do you got? What do you want? Where you been? So when you're going out, gal, tell me, when did you come in?
Oh,
my bath ready. Then I got his water on. Lord, sometimes I wish I was gone. But then he handles my affairs and that takes a darn good man. I'm talking about crawling down.
About Minnie the Moocher, who lived by the subway in New York. Now she was a snow-eating sinner. She'd steal a poor man's silver knives and forks. Now the policeman took poor Minnie down to the jailhouse, then down to the morgue for a ride. Now the policeman said, "Minnie, tell the truth now. Did you know any of these boys before they died?"
Bee wee wee woom, blah da da. Bee wee wee wee, wah da da.
Well, poor Minnie looked around at all them dead corpses to see if there was anybody that she knew. And she said to that big fat policeman, "Well, I think I knew maybe one or two." Now right over there is burglin' but the bandit. He's got a cake of ice at his head and toe. Now that man was so hot when I knew him, he'd have turned that cake of ice into snow.
Bee 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 bee,
whoa dee dee doo,
whoa da da doo.
Now laying right over there on that long stretcher, why, that's poor Bowery Bob who run the cabaret. He tried to beat a rap by turning squealer. Somebody bumped him off yesterday. Minnie's eyes fell on a slab of marble, and she screamed like the whistle on a train. On that slab laid Willie the Weeper. He was just deader than the king of Spain. Poor Willie was Minnie's boyfriend. She didn't know she's gonna find him there. Oh, laid out on a slab marble, all cold, bleak and bare.
Bee wee 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 woo, bee wee 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 woo, bee wee wee wee.
Now my little story's all over. You've heard about poor Minnie's plight. Now if you think this story ain't got no moral, you can just bet your bottom dollar you're right.
tell me you can do it. Come on, come on, make up your mind. There's really nothing to it. Come on, let's try it one more time. I said shake, I mean shake it. Ooh, like John Paul, George and Ringo. Like John Paul, George and Ringo. So fine, oh yeah, and now you're mine, oh yeah, I'm happy, so happy all the time. So tell me you can do it. Come on, come on, let's work it out. There's really nothing to it. Come on, we're gonna jump and shout and we'll shake. I mean shake it. Ooh, like John Paul, George and Ringo. Like John Paul, George and Ringo. Shake it.
Marvelous it is to see you.
Welcome to the party. That's right, it may be 6 a.m. where I am, 9 a.m. maybe where you is, but the Jungle Room is packed, and everyone's all excited because I'm going to be playing 2 hours of bad records about the Beatles. Like, what the heck is that? Well, because here on live from Sheena's Jungle Room with the Fab One, we're going to be playing the Fab Four. These are all 45s. You know, next week it's going to be the annual event Singles Going Steady. I'm getting the jump on it. We're calling it Singles Going Silly because, well, you'll find out why. If you can endure the whole 2 hours of this, mister, you're a better man than I. So we're going to kick things off with a guy named Bobby and the Blue Jays. It's coming through the door.
It's coming through the door, through the window and the floor. It's coming right out of the ground. That clanging, banging, blimey, limey Liverpool sound.
It started out in Liverpool, way down by the harbor, with three kids strumming on guitars, playing hooky from the barber. Now day and night, that Liverpool sound is ruining our fair land. Those beetle bugs are hollering, they want to hold my hand. They want to hold my hand.
It's coming through the door, through the window and the floor. It's coming right out of the ground. That clanging, banging, blimey, limey Liverpool sound. I said the Liverpool sound.
They're infiltrating our country by air and land and sea.
And sea.
The British are getting their revenge, and they're taking it out on me. Those just drive me wild. They've got me tearing my hair.
They even stole my steady girl. She loves them, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves them, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's coming through the door, through the window and the floor. It's coming right out of the ground. That clanging, banging, blimey, limey Liverpool sound. I said that Liverpool sound. I said that Liverpool sound. I said that Liverpool sound.
We interrupt this record for a special announcement. It seems there's been an invasion at the local airport.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
We take you now to the local airport where a foreign object has just landed.
Is it a plane? Is it a plane?
Yeah, this is Nutley at the local airport. Thousands of teenagers have gathered to get a closer look at the invaders. We're standing at the foot of the plane. The door is opening. There they are! Are you the ones that invaded the country?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jamming the airwaves day and night?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stealing the hearts of American girls?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what do you have to say for yourselves?
Ooh, we're being invaded by four mobs!
Don't just stand there! Call the silly defense department!
What's the number?
This is the voice of silly defense. Civilians are urged to take cover.
Down by the riverside.
Military personnel are directed to report immediately. The invaders are armed with 33s and 45s and all have records. Teenagers, we beg you, don't stop, don't look, don't listen.
This is Bunkley walking through the crowd. Young lady, what have you done to protect yourself?
What's that you say?
I said, what have you done to protect yourself from the invaders?
You'll have to speak up. I've got beads in my ear.
But what would you do if a mop swept you off your feet?
Holding and kissing and squeezing and loving.
And your boyfriend here, what do you have to say?
Oh, goodbye, cruel world.
You're off to join the army.
I'm off to join the circus.
And we're off to join Nutley with the four mops.
Mops, you're sweeping the country.
I like it like that.
Bye.